Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group fourth quarter and year-end 2011 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, March 27th, 2012. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lessen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO, Mr. Meir Menachem, VP Finance, and Ms. Taya Sessler, Director of Investor Relations. Mr. Lessen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this quarterly call for the Strauss Group results. With me today are Shachar Florence, our CFO, Meir Menachem, our VP of Finance, and Taya Sessler, our Director of Investor Relations. Looking at our highlights, slide number three. Strauss Group reported solid performance in a tough and volatile economic environment. Our results in this quarter and last 12 months are characterized by two major trends. The first being group sales continued to grow, with sales in the fourth quarter totaling 2.1 billion shekels, up 14.5% compared to last year. This growth in sales is evident in most businesses and geographies. The second trend is erosion of margins due to continued sharp increases in raw material prices, with part of those increases being absorbed by the group. However, the outcome of the two trends is an increase of the gross profit in fourth quarter, as well as the 12 months. In 2011, group sales reached 7.7 billion shekels, up 12.3% compared to last year. Strauss continued with its strategic plans of international expansion while emphasizing making the adjustments needed to deal with the issues raised by the public dialogue. At the same time, Strauss Group continues to invest in developing its international activities with special focus in investment in water and on refrigerated dips and spreads through strategic international partnerships. Strauss will continue to review all work plans in order for us to provide appropriate solution to the new world reality. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, to discuss our financial results in more details. Shachar, please.
Hi. Good evening and good morning, everybody. Before I start, I want to introduce Taya Sessler, our new IR Director. She will replace Yaffa, which all of you knew. Taya, if you want to introduce yourself with a few words.
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to join Strauss as a Director of Investor Relations. Prior to Strauss, I was an investment professional at Apax Partners Israel for five years, and prior to that, I spent three years doing investment banking at Merrill Lynch M&A Group in New York. I have a BA in accounting and economics from Tel Aviv University and an MBA from Berkeley.
Thank you, Taya, and I'm sure it will be a benefit for both Strauss Group and its investors to have a wider bandwidth to answer your questions and your approaches in the future. With that, I'll continue with the fourth quarter numbers. As you can see in slide number six in the presentation that you can look at in our website, the fourth quarter was a very good one with strong sales growth of 14%, ending up with higher gross margins, higher operating profit, and higher net profit. As Gadi said, yes, the gross profit was achieved, though the profitability was eroded a bit due to the higher prices of mainly commodities and other manufacturing costs like fuel, energy, and municipal taxes. But we managed to take market share in most of the markets that we are selling to make our manufacturing more efficient and ending up the quarter with higher gross profit, both the pro forma and the accounting. A higher gross profit that led to higher operating profits as well. The net profit, which you can see that there is a big gap between the accounting and the pro forma. The gaps come from the one-time write-offs, impairment of the goodwill, mainly in Serbia, and Elite Coffee to Go in Israel on one side, and on the other hand, a profit that we had from bringing new partner, Virgin, to our water business in the U.K. I will elaborate a bit later about Virgin. But the write-off in coffee, it's redundant to say that it's a non-cash impairment that probably is embedded in your models for a long time now. And accounting-wise, we have to make this impairment now. Yes, Serbia, and we'll elaborate when we'll talk about the coffee, perform not as good as we expected it to perform, mainly due to the economy situation in Serbia. The business is still profitable, cash positive, and so on, but lower than our expectation in the past. So this is the main differences between the accounting and the pro forma. The tax influence of the change in the tax regime in Israel that now will go higher to 26% rather than 25%, and not to the 18% that it was supposed to be in the next few years. This influence is accounted both in the pro forma and the accounting. There are no differences regarding the tax. So in the next slide, slide number 7, you can see it's a quarter with a record high sales. We crossed for the first time the 2 billion shekels per quarter in the fourth quarter. And in the next slide, you can see that it's also a record high gross profit numbers. Yes, with lower profitability going down to 33.3% from 35 and 37 before. This is something that we will have to deal with. But you should take into consideration that part of the marketing efforts that we had in Israel due to the protest, we took some money from the above-the-line marketing activities in the television and media, and we put them into the sales point and thus in the accounting in the accounting P&L. Those expenses now are accounted in the gross margin rather than into the EBIT or OPEX, and you will see later on in Israel that the margins went down in the gross, but the profit in the EBIT went up, and this is due to the change in this segmentation. So going from the gross profit to the EBIT in slide number 10, again, this is a record high fourth quarter. Here you can see that although the gross profitability went down here, as I said, the EBIT margins went up from 6.8 to 7.5. And in the end of the day, the profits were high. The same influence went all the way also to the EBITDA and to the net profit. Here, yes, you can see the influence of the change in the tax regime in Israel. In 2009, they changed the law from 25 to 18% for during a few years. And nowadays, when the law has changed, the allowances for future taxes. We took them back, and that if we would have neutralized it, this quarter was really also a record high as far as the net profitability. The next slide is cash flow. Though the fourth quarter was better than last year, 328 million shekels operating cash flow versus 304 million, I prefer to talk about it on the yearly look, and I will get back to it later on. You can see that some of the reduction in the operating cash flow we offset it in the investments, but really we'll talk about it in a few seconds. When we are looking on the year, the picture gets a little bit more complex. In Israel, actually, we had like two different eras before the first two quarters before the protests in Israel and the last two quarters in the coffee. We had three quarters that coffee prices went up, and the last quarter where coffee prices went down. Here, though we had record high sales with nice increase, and by the way, this increase in sales in the yearly numbers, sorry, as well as in the quarterly numbers, about half of it come from prices, but half of it comes from higher quantities, taking market share, and this is things that stays with us also in the future. This is very encouraging that we had a very nice growth in quantities. Though we managed to grow the gross profit, it was not enough to compensate for the expenses that we had to invest, and we ended up with a lower operating profit and lower net profit. Again, here, the differences between the net profit pro forma and accounting come mainly from non-cash compensation expenses and, more important, the write-offs of the goodwill in Serbia and in Israel in coffee, and on the other end, offset of about 16 or a little bit more than 16 million shekels profit from bringing Virgin into Strauss Water UK. In the next slide, you can see with what we had to deal with during the year. You can see here the coffee, but cocoa, sugar had the same trend. Coffee here went up in Arabica, for example, from about $3,000 per ton average of 2010 to more than $6,600, more than doubling. The same from Robusta from around $1,500 to $2,600 per ton. Percentage-wise, it's almost double itself. It started to go down somewhere in the second half of the year. Because of the hedges that we are doing, we are hedging ourselves with commodity. We always see the influence about a quarter in delay, and we started to see it in the first quarter. We probably will see it also in Q1. Up until now, coffee prices are still going down. The same as I said in the previous quarters when we had an erosion of the margins, and I said, "Yes, this is what happened when commodities goes up sharply." If it was more moderate, we could have dealt with it. The same happens when commodities goes down sharply, then we enjoy higher margins, and we're expecting this phenomena to continue in Q1. The long term, the market will come back to stability. Nothing major has been changing in the market, and probably margins of the whole coffee company will come back to around 8.5% EBIT margins. If you are looking on a longer term trend, probably we'll see the markets go back to stability. In the next slide number 16, you can see it's a record high year as far as sales, 12.3% growth. As I said, half of it is quantities. The same with the gross profit, 2.7 billion with lower profitability, 35% versus 37%, and the EBIT. And remember this gap of about 30 million shekels between 2011 and 2012. And we'll talk about these differences later on when we will talk about our greenfield operation, the investment in Strauss Water International, China and U.K., and Tari, the dips and spreads business. I would say that the investment in those two greenfields that goes through the EBIT, because we are not capitalizing any of those investments, are much higher than the 30 million difference, the gap here. And if we are looking on our four mature businesses, which are Strauss Israel, Strauss Coffee, Strauss Water Israel, and Sabra, all of them, if we're looking on those businesses, we had also record high EBIT year and net profit. But on the other hand, we invested more than 30 million shekels in our two greenfield operations. Tari, the dips and spreads business, you can see the numbers. The difference between Sabra, which is reported in the board report, and the dips and spreads in the dips and spreads in the financial reports, which is 13 million shekels. This is the investment in Tari. It's all in the reports, and later on, if you want, you can call us, and we can lead you through the numbers. So those 13 million shekels and the investment in Strauss Water are more than the difference in EBIT between 2011 and 2012. The same goes to the net. So going back to cash flow, yes, we had a challenging year in working capital, mainly in coffee. Prices, as you saw, went up 100%, which is double the price. We kept the same DSO, the same inventory days, but we have more money now on the shelves in the inventory and more money out there with the customers. The inventory we expect to come back this year because coffee prices are going down now, and the cash that we used in order to finance the inventory will go back to the cash. As long as we will be able to keep prices in the coffee high, we assume that the working capital in the accounts receivable will stay there. But as I said, sooner or later, probably the markets will go back to stability, and the cash flow will go back with it. Again, we expect it to be either this year or next year, but there is no major issue with either DSO or inventory days. On the other hand, we reduced a little bit the investment activities, not something that we limited ourselves to do, just the different investment needs in the different businesses between 2010 and 2011. So in slide number 23, you can see that we crossed the 15% turnover out of Israel, because out of the coffee, just the Israeli business of coffee is in Israel, the rest is outside. If you'll do the math, you'll see that we crossed the 50% activities out of Israel, which balance our portfolio. And this is another tool that we are using in order to manage risks of being in one market, this market, or another. Looking on the separated business, you can see that the Israeli business grew almost 6% this year. The total market in Israel grew less than that, which means that we took market share after many years that we lost market share. We managed to take market share. The same happened in Q4. Here we have differences between the health and wellness and fun and indulgence. In Q4, we had what we call the cheese protest, and we had many discounts and price offering to our customers, and this hurt a little bit the profitability in health and wellness. But on the other hand, fun and indulgence made a very good year and a very good quarter, both as far as sales and profit, and offset a little bit the health and wellness, ending up both year with a very slight reduction in margins in EBIT, sorry, 1%, with lower margins. On the other hand, you can see that we dealt with this phenomenon in Q4. We had a higher EBIT, 2.4% growth and a slight increase in the profitability of the fourth quarter. If you'll ask us what are the differences in the gross margins, you have to remember that part of the activities was, again, taking money from the marketing and putting them into the sales activity, in the sales point, which accounting-wise changed the mix between EBIT and gross margins. The way we dealt with the protests, we invested a lot in bringing new products into the market, innovation. You have here very few examples in all the categories that we have. We had more than 100 product, new product, in 2011. Here you can see a few of them in slide number 30 and 31, just as examples. This is the way to deal with the pressure on the margin. You have to bring a new product into the market. This is the way that you bring more value to the consumer, and we can charge more for the value that we bring to the market. Looking at the coffee, slide number 33, you can see the very abnormal high profit in Q4, 82 million shekels, which is more than any other quarter that we had in the past. We talked about the reasons. It's more important to me to say, yes, we took, you know, the right approach, the erosion of the margins in Q3. I think the market was a bit too frightened by this erosion. It's important to show you here that we overcome it, but not to forget that we see it as an exceptional, and the main thing that we think that the market will come back to stability. Our margins are around 8.5% EBIT, and in the long run, we will get back to it. Not to ignore that probably Q1, hopefully even Q2, we'll be able to enjoy higher margins. About the impairments, we talked. International distance spreads, slide number 37. We'll talk first about Kari, the new joint venture with PepsiCo. It's an exclusive joint venture for fresh dips and spreads around the world. Both companies should take all the businesses in this category through this vehicle. We'll start in Mexico, probably the beginning of Q2, we'll start to sell. We are using the old factory that we took apart from in New York, the old factory of Sabra. We relocated it to Mexico, and we'll start to operate in Q2. We are listing now our product in the retail chain, and this activity will start in Q2, and we are planning another major country, a big one with a huge potential, but still a small business that will start as a greenfield operation. This year, we will inform you once we will be able to reveal the name of the country. This activity right now is a losing activity. All the investment is going through the EBIT. We are not capitalizing it. The total investment in 2011 was 13 million shekels, about half of it in Q4 and half of it in Q3. We expect this investment to continue roughly at the same numbers during next year. We are looking only on Sabra, and you have the numbers, as I said, in the board report. You can see that Sabra in Q4 went back to nice margins. We went back to 12%. We expect those margins also in Q2. we managed to grow the business and so not only profitability but also profit. We are now, as you can see in slide number 39, in the last months of 2011, 45% market share in the U.S. fresh chips and spreads market, according to the IRI data. And this is something that we are going to keep. We launched new guacamole, new dairy dips products, as well as the salsa business that we bought last year, and it enabled us to grow our business in the U.S. By the way, U.S. and Canada, both of them are reported under Sabra. Going back to Strauss Water, a growth in sales in the year and a reduction in Q4. We try to capture the market. This is a business model that is more is resembled to a cellular business, which we have a sale of a machine, and then we're selling the purifiers. We try to deal with the competition in Israel with trading activities and commercial activities, and we managed to grow our customer base. If we are looking on China, still a very small business for Strauss Group and for Strauss Water with huge potential. Right now, sales are still small, not significant to Strauss Water, as I said, but we will have to manage it or to challenge ourselves to get to a very significant sales on a yearly base towards the end of the year. I'm looking forward that it will be significant. I don't think that in 2012, in 2012, the sales in China will be significant for the business. In the U.K., we are planning now the launch of the new brands together with Virgin. It will be the same as it was in China when it was higher Strauss Water together on the machine. We will use a similar model in the U.K. We cannot yet reveal how the machines will look like and what will be the brand, but it will be a joint branding between us and Virgin. And immediately, probably after the Olympics, we'll start the branding activities. So this is Strauss Water. Max Brenner grew very nicely, 30% in the year and the quarter, both in the U.S. We opened a few franchise businesses in Asia. And so though it's a relatively a small business, and we managed to improve it this year. We hired a new, very experienced CEO, and we believe that in the next years, this business will grow even faster. So to summarize the year and the quarter, we had a very, very good quarter in the ongoing businesses. We kept the investment in the new businesses. Again, accounting-wise, it goes through the EBIT. Yes, we had to face the protest in Israel and commodities prices, mainly in coffee. We managed to deal with it, and we expect ourselves to perform at least as we performed in the fourth quarter during 2012. And with that, I will open the call for questions, and we'll be more than happy to answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. I repeat, If you have a question, please press star one. There are no questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5928. Internationally, call 972-3925-5928. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lessin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick summary. Strauss Group reported a 14.5% sales growth in the fourth quarter. The growth is evident in most activities and all geographies. As the sales continue to grow, our gross margin increased. In the fourth quarter, we reached a record high sales and profit, though we have investments in greenfield operations. Strauss Group continues to invest in developing its international activities while continuing to review all work plans in order to provide an appropriate solution to the new reality facing us today. With that, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I wish you all a happy Passover and happy Pesach. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group fourth quarter and year-end 2011 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.